You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. La 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 la. She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
There we go. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, July 5th, the day after Independence Day.
I liked it better when you said the day after the 4th of July, because I think people were curious. Is the 5th the day after the 4th?
Yep, today is. That's what we're...
And old Richie here, who does all the kinds of research before we start the podcast.
Yes, Bonnie's eating oatmeal, you can't tell though, because...
I said wait.
No, go ahead. Time is money. Or time is time. Real quick.
You know your thing, time takes time?
Yeah.
Remember you said that on a radio show to somebody, to one of the listeners or something?
Yeah.
One of the call-ins? When I went to pick Raina up at school, one of the last days of her school.
Speak up a little. Go ahead.
No, I don't need to speak up a little.
Well, yeah, you do. Because... I don't know if you're...
There was a little boy in aftercare who turned to his buddy and he goes, time takes time. 7-year-old.
So he's her... So,
he's
yeah?
He's an AA.
Well, anyhow, we're back. We're back with another podcast. I have a feeling this one's going to be good.
Why? Because I'm fired up? I'm fired up?
How do you... Do you not put milk in your oatmeal after you make it? I put a little milk in mine. Do you put milk?
I don't do dairy, but I put a little coconut milk in.
Oh. Anyhow. Oh, there goes the dog.
No, because she wants some oatmeal.
Dogs don't eat oatmeal.
Does she know what it is? She just sees me eating.
She can't smell it.
What's happening to you?
Are you stupid? Not as stupid as you.
No, you're so much stupider.
How come my thing seems like it's going higher than yours? Just talk real loud.
Ah!
No. Oh, God. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You wanted me to talk real loud.
You're crazy. Getting on my nerves already.
Well, the whole podcast so far has been like...
There. But you don't talk into the mic. That's your problem. God. Did you ever do radio before? This is like our 300th podcast. You ought to know by now. Talk into the mic. Look where my mouth is and look where the mic is. You see that?
How dare you ask me if I've done radio before? How dare you? Do you know why I do CrossFit?
It's not coming up.
So I can carry you. It's not coming up.
It is coming up. It's working. No, it's there. There it is. It's working. Ha ha.
Turn it up there. Do I really have to do the whole podcast like this? Or can we get a fucking engineer who knows how to turn it up on the computer? Do you know how?
Yes.
You know nothing. You know absolutely nothing about fucking putting together this podcast. And every day we sit down and you're like, "Bet cock up. Go fuck yourself."
So are you saying, what are you saying? We should hire an engineer to come into our house?
I'm saying either fucking give it over to me. Let me do it like I do everything else.
No, you
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, let me do it because I would at least fucking put some effort into it.
I put a
Not
lot
you,
of effort.
You magically think that it's just going to work.
It's working
from time
perfectly.
To time.
It's working perfectly.
Is it working perfectly?
Yes. Now that you're talking.
Now that I'm yelling. So that's
no.
That's the key to no. people hearing me. Is no. that you just got to get me so fucking pissed?
No.
And well, you, why, you can't turn it up.
It's turn.
I've yeah. never heard that, Rich. I've never heard that you can't fucking turn a microphone up. It is mind-boggling to me.
It's at the levels that I was told to set them on.
Your levels are fucking so down. So
oh, yeah?
low.
Like you do. Did you just say like you do everything? I just went downstairs and worked on the furnace.
I just went downstairs and worked on the furnace. Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck is wrong?
Go fuck your furnace.
Go fuck your fucking.
What do we need a furnace?
What?
It's the middle of summer.
Oh yeah, that's what kicks in the air conditioning. You think you're so fucking smart.
I doubt that you know anything. If you know as much about the furnace as you do about the podcast, that means it's not working.
It is working.
I tried to fix my toilet yesterday. Guess what? It's still not working.
Yeah, well, because I need to put a whole new piece in.
I need to put a whole new piece in. What have you done lately that's fucking worked? Go ahead, tell me.
Sex.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Did you?
My cock worked in your ass, didn't it?
Is that what you want the neighbors to hear? That kind of dirty talk?
Shut up.
No. I don't know. Why don't you get some sleep? You're just cranky.
I am
you do cross
very
fucking
tired.
CrossFit. You don't sleep. You come in yelling, I'm as peaceful and as happy can be, and you just... Yeah, good, good. Make some fucking jokes, you
God.
Fucking asshole.
You're a fucking asshole.
Your mother. No.
See, this is the only time you're ever happy.
I'm not happy.
No, when you see me completely hit my bottom, then you're like, ha ha ha. Come be more giggly.
Hit your bottom? God. Anyhow, what do you want to talk about? Let's do a couple quick plugs. This weekend I'll be in Sacramento Punchline this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Keep seeing him on the road, folks. If you have any heart at all, you'll keep this fucking train going. Because if he's not working, guess where he's at? This house.
It's a very, very, very fine house.
Doing things like that. Saying shit like that all
Two
day long.
Two cats in the yard. Life used... You know who sings that? You know who sings that song? Our House.
Cat Stevens.
No. Neil Young.
I was so fucking far off. Hilarious.
Completely.
Hilarious.
It wasn't Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Stevens.
Oh, it's full of them today, folks.
Crosby, can you take the fucking oatmeal off your lip?
No. I leave it there.
Good.
To remind me.
Remind you of what?
Bullshit you are.
The oatmeal on your lip reminds you of me. All right, let's go over a couple events that have gone on recently. First, I want to go over.
I can't wait to go over a couple events. Like, what events?
Well, first of all, I want to talk about my BMW real quick.
Oh, God. Exciting, exciting
No, because people can relate to this type of stuff.
Don't drive heavy machinery while you listen to this BMW talk.
This.
You might fall asleep.
No. This is, people can relate to how people are deceived, or not even deceived, how you can get misinformation or people do not communicate with you completely when you're buying something. Now I have a 2013 Z4 BMW, which I completely love. It's a great car. It's a nice, nice ride. Powerful. I mean, I don't need power. I mean, I'm not some kind of drag racer, but you know.
No, you never speed at all, ever.
Oh, I
the
do.
The slowest.
No.
When we drive home from New York, I'm like, are you kidding me?
I drive 80 miles an hour sometimes.
5 miles under the speed limit.
No, I drive fucking 80 miles sometimes an hour.
I do police benefits, but I don't expect any special treatment.
What kind of? Really? Now you're gonna go after how fast I drive? That's your attack.
Yes.
That's your fucking attack.
Yes.
At least I know where I'm going half the time. I don't call. How do I get to the next town? How do I get to?
Oh, that hasn't happened since GPS, dude.
Oh, really?
Really?
Really? Yes, it has.
Really?
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 No, really, because you've called me many times recently.
No, I have not.
Oh, you just called me the other day when you were going to do a one-nighter or whatever. When you were going to whatever. It's insignificant. Nobody cares. That's dumb talk, and let me move on and talk about the BMW.
How'd you learn that word?
What word? Insignificant?
Mm-hmm.
I've just known it. Because a lot of things you say are insignificant. And I just, you know, they brush off my back. So,
excuse me? It brushes off your back?
Was that the saying?
No.
What's the saying?
I'm going to go on a limb here. No. It is not the saying. Unless it's some Norwegian saying I've never heard of or something.
What's the saying then?
Roll off your back.
Yeah.
Let the jizz roll off your back.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, my roll God.
Roll
what
off
if the neighbors
What's the difference listening? Between brush off your back or roll off your back?
Well, one's a saying and one's not.
Well, guess what? Now there's a new saying. Is there a lawn sayings? Is that what it is? You can only go by what
you asked me. Is that a saying? You didn't say, does this make sense? Is this an appropriate thing to say? No, you said, is this a saying? I said, no, I don't believe that it is. Now you're going to come at me with that?
No, I'm just saying.
Because I said, no, it's not a saying. All right. Hear ye, hear ye. Brush off your back is now a saying. Hear ye, hear ye.
Thank you. All right. So,
now,
I got to tell the BMW story.
Brush that jizz off your back,
I
got to
tell the BMW story.
Ooh, this is good, folks.
Well, anyhow, I bought
it. Strap in. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
A 2013
Okay, you just gave me the look like if you interrupt me one more time, I'm going to fucking destroy you.
No, I'm not going to destroy you. Wait, but before I tell the BMW story, Bonnie gets upset if you make fun of the CN Tower in Toronto. She said, it's one of the tallest buildings in the world. She's so proud of her CN Tower.
I'm not proud of it. You know what it is?
Okay.
It's that you, a person who knows very little about the rest of the world.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Who just?
You called it the CNN Tower.
No, okay. I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I said it's not. It's the CN Tower.
I didn't think you heard
and
my
then you
last.
Were like,
I didn't think you heard when
you
I said
like the CN Tower. You started laughing at it.
Laughing at the tower.
Like why?
But you, why would you stick up for a tower? Like
I'm not. I'm not. I'm sticking up for everything that's not you. Do you get that? You're dumb, and then you're making fun of other things.
I'm far from dumb.
You guys have fireworks.
Oh, and then Bonnie.
What is
wait,
Canada Day? What is that?
Wait. Then Bonnie, and don't throw anything at me and ruin my computer because I know you're gonna throw coffee or get mad. But then Bonnie's brag was, you know, Canada won the worldwide fireworks contest in like 2001 or something. Like, I didn't even know there was a contest, a firework contest throughout the world.
You're so dumb.
What?
You're so dumb.
I'm dumb?
I said that to you just to fucking try to put you in your place. You think that's true?
No. That's what I was wondering.
No, you just believed it. See, once again, disseminating information where you don't even Google it. You could have looked it up.
Why would I look it up? I take your word for it.
You're talking about it. That's why.
Because you told me that.
You don't ever know what you're talking about.
I'm only talking about what
you anything. You'll repeat it.
So then why would you lie? Just come up with a complete lie. What's the reason for it?
Because you were making fun of Canadian fireworks. So I said we won the world champion fireworks in 2001. You're like, I didn't even know there was a world champion fireworks.
Yeah. Is that the voice I made?
And 2001. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the face I made.
I'm dumb.
You're you think you're so smart, but
I'm
you're not.
I don't think I'm smart at
you
all.
You do. You call people dumb. That means you think you're smart.
I think I'm smarter than you. Yes.
No.
Yes. And so does Al.
Shut that dog up. Hey. So, what the hell? Stop it. Stop it. Oh, God. What's so funny? What is she barking at? Stop. God.
Talk. Go. Talk. Really? Who do you think you are? Do you think you're a king or something?
What?
Dog, stop. You, talk. You just walk around ordering people's shit. You're so annoying.
I'm not... Can you hold, do something?
Come here, baby. Come on. All right. Come on. Up, 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 up.
She'd rather sit in the window and bark. So anyhow, I'll tell the BMW story and then I'll move on. So I bought the BMW 2013.
We got it. We already know that stuff.
They told me.
Talk.
You know, it's 6 years, 100,000 mile. Bumper to bumper warranty. 6 years, 100. Now, the warranty on maintenance or the maintenance warranty is 4 years, 50,000. 4 years, 50,000. So I was coming up, I'm at 49,000, and I brought it in, and they said, oh, your warranty's up. Well, I go, well, it's not up because it's not 50,000 miles. And it would go to December 2017 because I bought it in December and that would be 4 years. Well, they said, no, it ended December 2016. It started 2012. Even though it's a 2013 car, they said the warranty started 2012. That's what they told me now. But they never told me that when I was buying the car. They never said... your warranty starts in 2012, not 2013. So here I'm thinking, well, I still have 1,000 miles.
It's like a roller coaster, this story.
So then I said, to them, well, because I wanted to buy the extended warranty now.
Oh, my God.
And they said,
hold on to your hats, folks.
They said, you can't because the warranty ran out. I go, well, I wasn't told it starts at 2012. No one at BMW. So then they try to call them and get it, you know, through BMW North America or fine, whatever the fuck. And they said, well, we emailed you.
Wait,
like
this story is going international.
They said they emailed you to let you know the warranty is almost up like 13 times. Well, I stopped reading BMW emails and taking their calls. Because they still call me and email me about cars I don't own. So, and then you're getting all these spam emails. And, you know, you're getting thousands of emails from BMW. So, you know, I'm not reading them because they're sending to me, you know, the last two cars that I've already traded in.
If someone's shouting all the time, they can't make a point by shouting.
Yes. So now I can't get the extended warranty. Even though I wasn't told it starts at 2012. And I'm very upset about this. And no one, I'm sure they didn't do it trying to deceive me. They probably just slipped their mind. You know, they're selling the car. But no one ever said, you know, I'm sure it wasn't vicious or any type of, you know, malice. But.
What, would you look those words up before you sat down?
No. No, that's how I talk. So, I would like to buy the extended warranty. So, if you're,
you know,
if you're
working, you know, you're not on the phone with BMW, right?
If anybody from BMW, if anybody's listening from BMW, because I swear to God, I've already bought six BMWs in my life, six or seven. How many BMWs do I need? How to become a preferred customer? how many cars do you have to buy? Because I swear to God, I'll go right over to Porsche or Mercedes. I have no problem.
You don't have any problem with that, right? It's right across the fucking street.
I'll go get a Porsche. I'll go get a Cayman.
I'll run through traffic for that shit.
I'll go get a Porsche Cayman. Dump the Z4. No more BMWs.
Whoa, BMW, you hear that?
No more BMWs.
Losing a customer.
Unless.
Who buys secondhand BMWs all the time.
Yeah, well,
pre-owned.
Pre-owned. Have I ever bought a new
Gently used.
I don't think I've ever bought a new one. Yeah, you never buy new ones.
You would know. When you say something like that, I don't think it's...
I bought you a new brand new car.
Yeah, a Kia, but not a BMW.
Sportage. Kia Sportage. The 4x4.
You also have to stop saying, I bought you.
You threw in, we took $7,000 out of our business
account.
Once
again, you've told me many, many times, don't speak about our finances.
Oh, no, you told me.
On the podcast.
I never said that to you.
So then I told you, why don't you take your own advice and stop, and you keep doing it.
I never told you don't speak about finances, did I?
We both put in money for the Kia. Listen, you could take credit for a lot of stuff, but you don't have to take credit for shit you didn't do.
Do you want me to go over what the Kia cost and what we spent? I know we don't need to because we need two cars, so it doesn't matter.
If it's that important,
no, it's not.
For
me.
The
you
people
it
to
up.
Know that you put in X amount and I put in X amount, then by all means, please do.
No.
If that is how you fill whatever gaping hole is in the middle of your fucking gut, then do it.
Well, I don't know why it's so necessary for you to be so mean every morning when you wake up, and then by the afternoon you realize, oh, I've been just a bad, mean person.
I wake up in the morning. First of all, this morning I woke up, you were snoring like a motherfucker. So, yeah, I got up at 6 instead of 7:15.
Not because of me.
Yeah, because you were snoring so loud.
Why?
Okay, that's that makes no sense to ask that. You were laying on your back. I'm sure if I came down and looked, you'd have your phone on your chest, your glasses on, and gum hanging out of your tongue.
Hanging out of your tongue or your mouth?
You got me. I made a mistake.
Yes.
Caught it.
Yeah. All right, so we discussed.
Yeah, so then in the morning I wake up, I hear this, and I think to myself, I gotta do it with this fucker again. And I don't mean do it sexually. I mean live life. Listen to your nonsense. So yeah, I'm in a fucking shitty mood. Then I get up and I do my duties as a wife and a mother, and I turn myself around. I say, you know what? Positive mental attitude, Miss McFarlane. Let's go. Let's get it together.
Why do you say Miss? You're not single. It would be Mrs. Huh?
Like you missed the mark. You
little Freudian slip.
You made the a mis. It's short for mistake.
You're here with Rich Voss and play on words.
Back
to the CN Tower.
He just walks around. Can I just say this? He says, I'm in a bad mood in the mornings. You literally walk around. I come in from walking the dog or something. I say, good morning. How are you?
When?
Any day. I'm saying as a rule.
No.
And you don't answer. You don't talk.
You talk to you all the time.
You bark orders.
No, I don't bark any orders anymore. Are you kidding me? I've toned it down because my new theory is let it be.
Oh, is that why you're going to get it tattooed on your chest?
He
told me yesterday he's going to get let it be tattooed on his chest.
That or just for today?
Oh, God. It's just, who are you?
What?
I am now. Like, part of you is like this tough guy that doesn't believe in anything and everyone's trying to fucking get one over on you. And
yes.
The other part is like internet memes. Let it be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be.
And across your chest.
Let it be. Or maybe I'll get it on my arm. Do you know what it means, let it be? Just let it go. Let it be.
Oh, thank you. You're so deep. Because I thought, like, let it be meant, like, put on a bumblebee costume and cruise around.
Let it be. Let it go. Let it go. Let God. Let God.
Let go and let God.
I've been reading some good God stuff on Facebook.
Oh, my God. That would be grounds for divorce.
Did you read a good one about the student?
I've heard situations before where people get married and then one person becomes religious. To me, religion and drug addiction, those are grounds for divorce.
Did you read the one about...
More than cheating.
Well, let me tell you, did you read the one about God and two of them, a good one, and the college professor saying there is no God, it's all about science, and then the student... That put him in his place. Did you read that one?
No.
That's a good one.
Who are you following?
No, those are just on Facebook. Those are just...
Oh, you don't get how Facebook works, do you?
People post it, I guess. Yeah, they're posted by people.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, you got that part down. You get that.
Yeah. And there's also ads, and there's also stuff that's posted by people you're not following on Facebook that automatically comes up. I'm not following solar heating in New Jersey. I'm not following, you know.
First of all, I just realized, I don't think you really...
What?
Facebook doesn't have, they're following you. What's wrong with it.
I don't follow anybody.
Facebook is supposed to be like you and your friends, but it's not. It's just people that... You want to
tag along.
Buy tickets.
Well,
and then you got then you have to read a feed of all these people you don't even know.
I don't follow anybody on Facebook, I don't think. Well, I don't make friends. I accept their friendship.
Do you?
I'm out. I have 5,000.
I've been like tricked into like accepting friendships, but really you're the one sending the friend request. Have you ever been tricked into doing that?
What?
Like, hey, I don't send friend requests.
I know.
They're like, people you may know. They'll click. Oh, fucker. Now that person thinks I'm like...
Yeah, I want to be their friend on Facebook.
Like, we want to come out and play.
So stupid.
No, I was just being polite by clicking that.
What was I saying about...
I don't know.
So there was some two good God ones, and then there was another one.
Are you religious?
No, but I believe in a God, but I'm not religious.
No.
Another good one. There
Why not
another.
If you believe in God?
Cause, or a power greater than me.
Well,
the Almighty.
You should believe everything's greater than you. That shouldn't be too hard. This fucking table is a power greater than you.
I can lash out, but I'm just going to let it be.
Let it be.
So
let it be. On your chest. Let it be.
Then there was another good one I read about. The guy said to God, why was he having such a bad day and late for work? His car didn't start, all the stuff. And God had great answers. Just read them. Find them.
Wait, God had the answers?
Yeah, why?
God wrote the guy back?
He was having a discussion with God.
But where was God giving him the information?
One of the questions, like, God, why was I so late for work today? Why my car wouldn't start?
And God said, there was an accident.
There was,
78.
Yes.
Oh, God.
God said, if you,
you know
car
what that
started.
Is? That's just fucking life moving. You know, that doesn't have anything to do with
all
God.
All your dumb science stuff. All your science stuff. None of it's proven. A lot of it's not proven.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Because what, like, that's how you're going to, we're going to all go down to the level of nothing being proven, like God. Oh, God's not proven, so therefore...
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Really? Who made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights?
Those are just parables. I stumped you with the word parables?
No. I know exactly what it means.
Oh, what is that?
Myths.
Oh my God! What did you take a smart pill? Like if you call him an idiot 17 times in a row, he suddenly picks it up.
Don't fucking try to question me, okay? Because I fucking know.
Well, like you're God now, I'm not allowed to.
You can
question
ask me questions.
You?
I won't pretend I'm God. I don't.
You're not going to pretend you're God?
I don't worship false gods.
You don't?
Nope.
What's a false god? Money?
Yeah, whatever. False god.
You worship money?
I don't worship money.
You worship at the altar of money.
I don't worship money. I earn money. I make a living and I give back. I give back. That's what I do is I give back. Now, can people... why do people keep tweeting, where can I see the roast? And when I tweeted,
they don't look at every fucking tweet that you do.
If and when.
What are they, you don't do any kind of research where you expect everybody else to? Well, let me go to his Twitter feed and see what he says.
If and when we can put the roast up, you guys will be the first to know. If and when it can go some eventually it's going to be
being
somewhere.
Edited right this minute.
How could it be edited when we're not on top of it?
Okay. I don't know how to explain the fucking business to you, but we're not editors. Do you get that?
Yeah, but don't we say what we want to keep in and take out?
Well, I'm not going to go through all the fucking footage. Are you? Do you want to transcribe it all and go through it?
You don't have to transcribe it.
No, why don't you get him to do a soft cut? A fat cut, and then a Bobby Kelly cut. And then we go through, we say, nah, not that, keep that, yes. What about that? I remember this thing, that should be...
We're not going to remember anything. The cameras at the Comedy Store didn't
listen,
pick up the...
Listen, I don't know. When you say we're not on top of it, do you mean me?
Well, you're a better...
Okay, so you're saying I'm choosing not to do anything about it, but I'm once
well,
again...
Well, here's what I think.
I'm going to take my stand on King Richard.
Can I tell you how I think it should be done? And I didn't, the rough cut, the whole roast should be emailed to us. Liz says she sent it to me. It only is 15 minutes long. I put it in Dropbox. It's still only 15 minutes long.
Did you contact Liz?
Yeah, she said it's all there. And maybe I'm doing Dropbox wrong, but I took it and slid it into Dropbox and played. And it's only 15 minutes long. So it's in Dropbox. What we should do is get the footage from the whole roast, watch it, and say what we keep. Say, oh, take that out, take that out, take that out.
I think you're going to be happy with what we do.
Okay, but I know how to take stuff out and keep stuff in. We know.
You do?
Yeah, we know what to keep in.
You know how to take stuff out and keep stuff in?
You fucking asshole. I know how to edit. I know how to make it great. You know, I know what stuff should come out and what should stay in. I know... If it's too inside and not as funny as something that's that the general public would get that's funnier, you keep that in. You know, these...
Okay, listen, you'll watch the rough cut that I fucking put together and you'll say yes or no.
I got to watch the whole thing.
If you want to watch the whole thing, by all means, go do it. Write down a few of your favorites. That's fine.
Well, I got to get it sent to me.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't ask Liz again. I'm not in charge of
I'll
that.
Get it from the other guys.
From Paper Route?
Yeah.
All right.
And plus the shot from the Comedy Cellar, you don't see the whole stage.
But we had five other cameras.
That's what I'm saying, but if we only used the Comedy Cellar one, you don't get the whole stage. So
well, the Comedy Cellar also has four or five cameras.
Three, and it doesn't get the whole because the video where the video
did
was
you
played,
watch all three?
No, I watched what they sent to me, and it's
from one camera.
No, it's probably it's the final cut or whatever they have. I'll show it to you.
Well, it's different. It's from different cameras or from one camera?
Oh, it's probably from the center camera.
Yeah, so yes. I'm saying that so it doesn't get the whole stage, but there's two other cameras. But that doesn't matter because that's not the footage they're using.
How do you know those three cameras aren't in sync together?
What are you talking about?
How do you
about?
Know they're not three separate
three
taping?
Three of the same shot? That would not be... Think about it.
No,
two
are on an angle and one's to the center.
Yes. Okay.
So how do you know that there are three different shots coming in at the Comedy Cellar? It could be... You know, just one shot on three cameras coming in. Or it could be three different ones. I don't know. I didn't ask.
Why would they put up three cameras and only have one feed coming in?
That's a good question.
You're back to dumb. It's like, no, I'm not back to dumb. Flowers for Algernon, like up and down all day long.
Oh, don't look to the side like you're fucking.
I wish there was someone here who could understand my references.
Look over there.
Flowers for Algernon is a famous book. I think it was a movie.
I'm going to get.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
It's where a guy was mentally handicapped and then he took some medication. They tested on him. He became very, very smart. They also gave it to a mouse. Name was Algernon. Well, at some point Algernon got dumb again and died. And so they knew this was going to happen to this fella.
So
knew it because he was really smart. And then he went back to being dumb.
Why didn't they give him more of it? Reboot him.
I guess it didn't work.
Oh.
I mean, I was a kid when I read it. I don't know.
Well, do some research. So anyhow, I'm going to get the raw footage, the whole thing sent to me.
By the way, if True TV is listening, they're never going to let you run a show.
Yes, I
Because you don't know about how cameras work.
Yes, I do.
You're like, what if it's all the same shot?
No, I don't. What if I'm just saying, what if two of the cameras weren't on?
Well, that you have such a, what if none of them were on?
Then we wouldn't have gotten anything.
Yeah, what if what if Paperoot didn't show up with their fucking
Well, but
cameras?
Then there's no, it's like a there dumb should thing. Be one shot.
What if the sound Listen, didn't happen?
You know, there should be one shot of the whole stage.
Well, I didn't care about those cameras because we're not using
I
those
know,
cameras
but if
in
we,
the cut.
If I was using those cameras, you'd have to go back and forth. You would never get the whole stage.
Yes, you'd go back and forth.
Yeah, so you would never see everybody at once.
Okay, but it's a big stage and it's a long stage.
Yeah.
So you would, in your infinite wisdom, set the camera
Why
are
you yelling?
Because you don't get it unless
I
do. You won't
don't you
understand until
Talk.
I yell at you.
No.
This is the only, this is the bare minimum decibel level where you would get shit. If I talk like this, you just, it's
I
like
get
it
all.
It.
You'd have to set the camera very far back and put on a wide shot.
So you just want people to see, like...
If you saw, they'll see the whole
stage. As though
it's,
like, from across the street.
When you're watching a roast on TV, you'll see the whole stage
no,
at some point.
No, you may not.
And some points you do, some you don't.
Okay, this is a ridiculous conversation.
No.
In which this is why I love it when you fucking leave and go on the road and I don't have to have these dumb conversations with you, because this is the kind of thing where you... It's like, it doesn't even matter because that's not the camera we're using for the cut.
I know
so
that.
So why are you talking about it? Why does shit about that fucking camera keep coming out of your mouth? Why didn't you go, I don't know, it's dumb. I don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yes, I do. I'm saying, what if we didn't have the other cameras?
I'm saying, that's like saying, what if I could fly? What if I didn't marry you? These are things I think about a lot. I don't fucking bring them up to you.
You know what? You're just...
What? Tell me. How can I answer these questions for you?
There's no answer.
What if? Well, God, Rich, we'd be in a bit of a pickle. gosh, I wish that I'd gotten up there and moved those cameras around myself. Unfortunately, I was being the roast master at the time, but ooh, golly, that would have been a terrible situation. Is that what you want me to say? Is that good? I've just wasted a bunch of fucking energy on something that doesn't matter.
I'm not listening anymore.
Anymore? Ever?
I listen all the time.
No, you don't. You don't listen. You don't take shit in. And you don't critically think about anything before you... What if the camera doesn't cut off and the other camera not working? We don't know how to edit. We should be on top of it. They're doing
yes.
it in their professional.
Yes, we should
I
be looking at the whole roast together. We should be looking at the whole roast and saying, take that out, keep that in, take that out, keep that. Then we send it to them. And then they do the rough cut.
Please do
that. Then they do the rough cut. And then we go from there. That's how you do it.
No, they're doing the rough cut. And if there's things that aren't in it that you want in it,
we don't remember. How are we going to remember?
You're going to watch the roast and make your notes. But I'm not going to wait 4 weeks until you're done trying to figure out how to make Dropbox work. And then sitting around thinking about, like,
I know how to make it work.
There wasn't the whole stage on there.
I know how to make it work, and I know how. I've edited 5 CDs. Okay,
clearly you don't know how fucking cameras work. You just told everyone.
No, I didn't.
You just dropped all your dumbness onto this podcast.
I didn't drop any dumbness. I was saying,
listen, go back to Liz or to Paper Route, whoever you want, and say, hey, I need the whole roast. I need to look at it because I need to make my notes. I'm Rich Voss. I've edited 5 CDs. I know how to do this.
Yes.
Please, by all means, do that. Then give me your notes as timely as possible. Perhaps tonight, because I guarantee you right now, as we speak, they are editing a rough cut together because they don't have fucking time for your shit.
There's no need to be so aggressive.
So if there's things that you have in your notes that are not in the rough cut, I will say, hey, Rich really liked this part. Can we go back in and put that in? Yes, they can.
Good.
But they're not going to sit there and not do anything waiting for the Rich Voss notes, which are make sure a shot has everyone in it. That's one of your notes?
No, I would like to see a couple
check
shots.
And see if the other two cameras were on.
No.
Great notes from Richard Voss.
Why do we need to shut your fucking mouth? Because you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. You don't know. You fucking don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. When I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll be like, hey, okay. But I'm like, I don't really know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about and act like you fucking do. It is ridiculous and aggravating.
You're aggravating.
Good comeback.
You're aggravating.
You're aggravating.
I'm rubbing your glue. You got an eyelash on your
go fuck
cheek,
your mother.
On your cheek right
shut
there.
Shut your fucking face.
You shut up. You dumb fucking whatever.
My dumb fucking what?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and argue. I know what's right.
You're not?
Well,
that's what this podcast is.
No.
So if you're not going
to
do it, shut this shit down.
I'm trying to give some information and then you make fun.
What's the information you're trying to give?
I was giving some BMW information about warranties.
Oh, let's go back to the BMW story because people are on the edge of their seats. What happened? Where do we stand?
I don't think I'm getting the extended warranty.
So you're going to have to pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, today I'm just getting, I don't know, I'm getting oil and spark plugs.
Whoa, back up. Say those two words again.
I said, as of now, I'm waiting for them to call me.
No, go back. What?
No, I'm waiting for them to call me.
What is wrong with the car?
As of now, there's nothing wrong. I'm getting oil and spark plugs and a diagnostic.
Didn't you say, I don't know?
No.
You said, I don't know. You said
until
I don't
they
know.
Call
and
me.
That's a breakthrough.
No, it's not a
that's
breakthrough.
That's a breakthrough.
That's
Rich.
Not a breakthrough.
That's the first
I know.
Time you've ever said
you
I don't
point
know.
At me, I'll break that finger off.
That's
I'll
the
fucking
first
break your finger.
Time
I really
you've ever said I don't know.
Did you ever get? Has any of your? Shut up.
Are you gonna go start now talking about
what? Any of your
violence?
Yeah,
against women.
No.
Okay.
Who said I was going to talk about violence against
women?
I
knew what you were going to say. Did any of your other boyfriends ever fucking want to hit you? Wanting to and doing are two different things.
Who hit you? Your dad?
Nobody.
Your dad.
That's why I'm like this.
So Norm MacDonald was talking about you on his podcast, I heard.
Rich! I hate you!
What? He said nice things about you.
I told you that in confidence.
You didn't say it was in confidence. He's going to go out on a podcast.
So what? A friend of mine texted me and told me a big deal.
It is a big deal. All right, I won't talk about it.
I mean, of course it's a big deal. Norm MacDonald's like the greatest stand-up comedian
I worked
ever
with him a long time.
Guess where? I remember he and I doing a show together in the CN Tower.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't.
The CN Tower.
See?
Do people go there and like it's like a tourist place like the Empire
you know
State
what
Building?
I fucking hope. I'm going to get my dual citizenship. I'm going to get Raina dual citizenship. And then we're going to leave your ass behind. And then when we're fucking all happy and safe in the CN Tower, you can be here.
Whoa.
Without your health insurance.
Oh, I got to call them because I sent them a check and all the paperwork. Hopefully we're covered. I'm covered.
If you thought the BMW story was exciting, well, I don't know what to tell you, folks. It just keeps getting better and better. We've got, now, do you have a faxing story you could lay on us? How about, have you ever ordered glasses online?
No, you do that. I go to the dollar store. This goddamn health insurance is so much fucking money. It's unbelievable. If we get it through Bonnie's Cobra, it's $1,500 and something.
That's not a euphemism. Bonnie's Cobra.
If we get it through Cobra, because Bonnie was with SAG after it ran out, and she was supposed to have it for a year, which she did, but only for a half a year, because they didn't say the year started 6 months earlier. Anywho, I hate when people say anywho, and you do that a lot. When you go anywho, I fucking hate it. I'm going to smash you in the head instead of anyhow. Anywho, oh boy, aren't you fucking just so clever. Anywho, so,
is that clever?
Or just so fucking, ooh,
what is it?
It's stupid, that's what it is.
Oh, you couldn't come up with any other word?
It's aggravating. It's immature.
Oh my god, now you're just saying words.
It's fucking infinite. It's infantile.
What do you call those things that you sit in and like, sometimes they have them at parks and they're like these little...
Oh, the gazebos?
Oh, now you're going to say it right.
What do you mean?
Oh, please.
What the fuck do you mean?
Yesterday you called it a placebo.
No, I did. I said placebo.
And then you...
I never said what?
And then
I never
you said placebo.
I never said placebo.
The first time you said
You're
placebo.
Such a liar. You're just like a radio listener. I never said placebo.
What, a radio listener? Is that your insult to me?
Yeah, because you're making lies. You're telling lies.
What?
You're telling lies.
That's a radio listener?
Yeah, they come up
lies?
With some bullshit stuff that I said. I didn't say placebo ever. No fucking body would have said that. And a placebo. That's a flat out lie.
Do you know what a placebo is?
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
What is it?
It's after you give birth. Oh, forget it. I'm not going to go into it.
Are you making a joke about placenta or you thought that's what it was?
No, I know what placenta is. Some people cook it.
No, they don't.
Some people eat it.
No, they
don't. The afterbirth.
Stop. Okay, what is...
You don't think so?
No.
You want to look it up?
I mean, I've heard rumors. I don't buy it as a general practice. So tell me what a placebo is.
I don't know. What is it? Do you know?
Of course I do.
What is it?
It's instead of giving you the real medicine, they give you a placebo.
You just fucking lied. There's no such thing. You're just a fuck. There's no word placebo. Okay? And I never said that. I said...
You really don't believe there's a word placebo?
There might be. I don't know. It's not.
You never heard it?
Have you?
I just told you what it meant.
You think it's medicine?
No, it's basically anti-medicine.
Well, give me my phone. I'll look it up right now. It's right behind you. Just to prove you're wrong. God, I'm so sick of her.
Well, it's kind of fascinating because when they give people placebos, it actually works like medicine, even though it's just a sugar pill a lot of times. Right? Because your brain is so powerful. So they've started giving people placebos and letting them know they're taking placebos. They like actually prescribe.
Oh, you think, okay, you know so much, I bet you don't even know how to spell it.
P-L-A-C-E-B-O. Is that why you couldn't look it up? You didn't know how to look it up? So you had me spell it?
No.
Oh, my God.
I fell for it.
Placebo. Allie! We'd be done.
Yeah, whatever.
So say it.
There's.
You're right. Y-O-U-R, as you would spell it.
So this week, I'm in the Sacramento Punchline Thursday through Saturday. And then I'm not going to say what and who, but I'll be working on a movie most of the summer.
Why not?
Because it's not confirmed yet. I didn't sign a contract. Oh. When I sign a contract, then, you know.
Writing on a movie all summer. Nice.
On the set. On the set, yeah.
I think people can determine who that's for.
No. This is a new person. It's a new person.
Oh.
It's a new celebrity.
All right. Good luck, everyone.
Wait, whoa. Who said we're done yet?
This is not a real podcast. This is a placebo.
Please go behind the wall. We have a lot of content back there. A new Would You Bang 'Em is up, which was great. We did it at Skankfest. And there's four of my CDs. There's a bunch of other Would You Bang 'Em, some live My Wife Hates Me podcasts. It's a $2 a month, man. Help support this fucking train wreck.
I forgot to do one of the jokes about you on the roast, so I'm going to say it now.
What?
People don't give him enough credit. You know, he knows more than you think. Like, he named his CD 5. It's like he just knew that's how many people were going to buy it.
Whoa. Want to hear one I didn't write about you?
Okay. Didn't write?
Oh. How did it go? Bonnie's paved the way for a lot of comics. Bonnie's whatever, you know, she's opened the door for many comics. Her hotel room door.
Oh, that is old and terrible.
I didn't do it. What do you mean it's old? I didn't
do
that.
She opened the door, she opened her legs, she opened, you know.
Talking to the mic, no one can hear you. I wasn't going to do that one. I did clever stuff. Clever. I'm a clever guy. Well, anyhow, folks, thank you for listening. Sorry that you had to put up with Bonnie, this podcast. Maybe I'll do some on the movie set this summer, you know, some interviews or whatever. Yeah, with some celebrities. How do you like that? Goodbye.
Your face are just fucking raking it in.
Yeah, well, he
Christina, he, sorry.
Yeah, and they all make fucking money. Bobby, you name it, Nick, they all make money. How have we been doing this for years and we lose money?
Well, we also, our fan base,
are these your glasses or mine? Go
those
ahead.
Those are your glasses.
Our fan base
those
what?
Those are your dollar glasses.
Our fan base
we
what?
Make no money.
Our fan base what?
Fan, you know, we probably people, you know, families, people in our income bracket, you know, they don't have fucking extra money to go
$2 a month.
$2 a fucking month.
Just go behind, do it.
I don't know. I like begging.
I'm not begging. I'm telling them. I'm making an order.
I'll say this.
You say it.
We help people. We make people look positively at their vaginas. And we make you feel good about your own marriage.
Yeah.
If that's not worth something.
Yeah, so
go fuck your mother.
Yeah, you tell them, Bonnie. All right, listen.
You don't know how to end stuff, do you?
I'm going to give
it's
some
like
plugs.
I gave you so many times where you're like, and that's it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, I got to say, this weekend I'm at the Stand in New York City. And then Sunday we're at Skankfest doing Would You Bang 'Em. Thank you, and we'll see you next week, I guess. I know.
Sorry,
it's Allie. It's Richard.
Oh, my God.
How can a kid smell that bad?
Right now. Go.
Go sandblast your underarms.
Oh, my God. You're like...
You need more than a bath.
There's something wrong with you.
This right here. It's why we're in poverty.
Why? You keep saying that same joke.
It's not a joke anymore. It's legit true.
No,
poverty is lit. Poverty is savage.
What's lit mean?
Poverty is savage.
Legit.
AF.
Lit. Legit. Is that what lit is?
No.
What?
Lit. Man. It's like great. It's lit.
No.
It's the best.
Like, why are we even talking? Why are we even doing this anymore?
Poverty.
Lit is what off the chain used to mean.
You know what, listeners? You want me to tell you something? I saw our numbers. We've had 4 million downloads. 4 million downloads.
You're doing better than your favorite, than Stampy Long Nose.
4 million downloads we've had.
AFMAL.
AFMAL's good.
AFMAL listens to this podcast.
Who?
AFMAL doesn't.
These are
can
podcasters.
Can you get her away
okay.
now?
AFMAL's not even a podcast.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Also, the only
you're ruining our lives. Do you see that? We invited you and now we can't get rid of you.
The only reason people download this is for a gag Christmas gift.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Good riddance.
Beat it. Beat it. So we can wrap this up like normal podcasters.
We're trying to get money. Go behind the wall. $1.99.
Okay. You're listening to the first.
We want to get out of poverty.
You're listening to the first or second funniest comedy couple in the business.
Raina thinks we're the 18th funniest comedy couple.
I don't think there's
18. I don't want to be. I don't want to. Let's take ourselves out of the competition.
No.
We'll never be. If someone says comedy couple, I say no, thank you. I reject it. We are individuals.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But we're also a brand.
Ugh. Not so Vinny. Gross.
Cliche,
Raina. Stop. It's like having the meanest person. Like, she's under the table just heckling us. the reason you know she's there is because it stinks.
Shut up. You think more
of
just you.
Your BO is lit. It's savage AF.
All right, listen. I'm sorry I cursed. I don't want to get any emails from you like that guy again.
I don't think it's appropriate. But there were some YouTubers that got their kids taken away from them.
What happened?
They did practical jokes on them and stuff, but made them cry and everything. And then,
well, I mean, you're not making me cry here.
Yeah, obviously we've fucked you up well beyond that. We started early.
What do you mean they had their kids taken away? What did they do?
They did practical jokes on their kids.
Like they...
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, and they were like, you know, they shot tons and tons of video of their kids, and it was like, you know, one of those channels where they try to like, and then it's like there's a lot of family, you know.
Did you ever
YouTube
see that one
channel?
You ever see that family that gets like 20 million downloads? They're so not funny. They all have dark hair and.
Oh, that's I didn't know that was a pejorative.
No, I don't know. I just see they every
they all
now
have
and
dark
then
hair. Ooh,
every
gross.
Now on the Facebook. The husband and wife look like brother and sister almost. But they get like 30, 40 million downloads for
their...
Well,
it's not about being funny at all.
It's horrible.
This is what people are attracted to. You need to love yourself. We're fantastic. You're a good person. I don't care if I'm a little bit this or that. That's how it is. And thanks, everybody. And you're the best. And it's like all like they're trying to do positive. We're literally the opposite of everyone on YouTube. We're... bringing people down. We're like, you're a piece of shit. If you're listening to this, go kill yourself. We lose like 5 listeners every year to self-inflicted deaths.
But tell me,
we've been in at least one suicide note. That is actually true.
But they took away their kids for,
I don't know for how long, but they took them away. They were, you know,
they're
they were
abusive.
Just, they were just shy of Balloon Boy bullshit, I guess.
Anyhow, this weekend...
Like it's like there's a troll under our table.
This weekend I'll be... Hey, stop it. We're wrapping
this
up.
Nobody can hear you.
I know.
This weekend at the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont. Next week, Wednesday and Thursday, Uncle Vinny's. Friday, Saturday at the Stand. Go to richfoss.com.
And we got Skankfest coming up.
Oh, Skankfest. Would You Bang Him?
Would You Bang Him? It's a great show. It's Sunday night, the 25th. Mm-hmm. Then Monday, the 26th, we're doing your birthday roast, which is epic and off the... That is lit.
Oh, my God, Mom, stop.
That is savage AF. And
okay.
Why can't you be like TED Talks? Why can't you have smart content?
And, well...
And good content, too.
We can't. And... we're gonna that'll be streaming at some point into your home, into your house.
That something
if you want.
No one listens to this.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out what we're doing with that roast.
And then we'll keep you posted, of course, if you go $1.99
behind the wall.
We'll make sure you know all the dramas. Raina and her friends have.
Bobby has like whatever. Can you guys please?
They have, you know what the thing is? It's different, Rich. They have somebody that's fucking committed to the podcast. And you, I'm 100% not. It's like, okay, I'll come down and do it for now. I mean, somebody's posting things. They're talking about it. They're putting stuff back there.
Put stuff back.
Not every week we're not putting pictures from the podcast. They have producers that do this shit live as they're doing it. It's just a bigger production. If you like this, which is... We're a mom and pop shop. You can buy some slime back behind the wall, and that's what we got. That's what we have to offer.
Just go behind the wall or leave us alone. Good.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.